Prague's zoo has come a long way since being hit by severe floods in 2002, and it's become one of the best zoos in the world, according to some international rankings. Its range of attractions will expand early next year through the opening of a special Darwin Crater Pavilion, housing species from Tasmania and Australia. Tom McEncrow reports.
Although deep in mainland Europe, the Czech capital will soon be having an oceanic climate, at least within a new pavilion of the Prague Zoo, set to open up in March next year. Called the Darwin Crater, it is set to focus on Tasmania and Australia. The new venue is still being developed, but the main stars of the future pavilion are already in town, four Tasmanian devils. They were accompanied on their 36-hour trip from Down Under by Dave Sharp, the team leader of the Save the Tasmanian Devil program, who is currently ensuring they acclimatise to their new habitat.
They're very unique animals. They have an incredible sound when they vocalise towards each other. It's like a, you know, a screeching, piercing vocalisation. And that in part is how devils got their name, because when European settlers first came to Tasmania, they heard this dark animal in the middle of the night with glowing red ears and this piercing, screeching sound, and they called it the devil, because they literally thought it was.
The adoption of the animal by Prague Zoo is the continuation of a trend in creating a sort of insurance population of devils, a policy that has been introduced since the animal became stricken by a rare form of cancer more than two decades ago.
The cancer is called devil facial tumour disease. It's a contagious cancer, which is incredibly unusual. There are only a very few amount of cases where this has occurred previously in other species. In devils, it's almost annihilated their wild population. Their numbers in the wild have dropped by about 80 to 90%. So it's a staggering decrease. They were once, not very long ago, a common species. The disease was first documented in 1996, and since that time they've gone from common to endangered, so it's happened very quickly. It's typically transferred via biting each other, so that occurs when devils gather around a carcass to feed, for example, or when they're mating, and they're the two main occasions where the disease is transferred from one animal to another. And it just takes a single bite, and the blood or the saliva from the diseased animal gets passed on to the healthy one, and that turns into a cancerous tumour.
While the devil population on the island of Tasmania is being decimated, there is some hope for the original wild form of the animal. On the much smaller Maria Island, which lies to the east of the Australian state, a disease-free population of devils was established in 2012 by the Save the Tasmanian Devil program. At the start of 2018, a population of some 103 specimens had been established there, and the insurance plan Mr. Sharp speaks of primarily revolves around establishing a genetically diverse source of devils for releases back onto mainland Tasmania. The four new specimens now brought to Prague Zoo are part of a special ambassador program, which sets up healthy devil populations in zoos beyond Australia. This, he says, could have a mutually beneficial effect on both institutions.
The goal of the ambassador program is to help educate people about Tasmanian devils and have an understanding of why they're endangered, and then hopefully people will then want to come to zoos and see these animals and learn about them and appreciate them. People coming in to the zoos then provides funding to the zoos through, you know, gate entrance fees and spending the day here, and that those fees then contribute to funding conservation and working on conserving devils in the wild in Tasmania.
According to Mr. Sharp, the Darwin Crater is modelled specifically on an area of the west coast of Tasmania that is very isolated and has an abundance of species. However, the zoo has not yet revealed which companions the devils will have. One aspect which the Prague Zoo is keen to show off are the many new baby animals born in the zoo this year. Breeding these rare and endangered species is much harder than it may seem at first glance, says zoo curator Dr. Pavel Brandl.
To keep the exotic species of animals is difficult because they are very diverse, very different. They are not used to live with humans for tens of thousands of years like the domestic breeds of animals. And sometimes you have to find the method how to do it, because you are the first one in the world who is trying for this particular species. So this is the reason why it is so difficult.
Some 1,282 animals from 207 different types of species were born in the zoo this year, among them three little Philippine porcupines. Until now considered a relatively common animal in Southeast Asia, this porcupine has recently become threatened by a morbid market interest in one of its body parts, says Dr. Brandl, whose specialization revolves around mammal species such as this.
The species is already vulnerable because it's having a small range and it's hunted for meat, also killed the pest on plantations. But now there is new danger emerging for the Southeast Asian porcupines, because parts of their bodies, namely parts of their stomach, becomes traditional Southeast Asian or Chinese medicine, which means that the porcupines are now heavily hunted for their stomachs. For example, two decades ago, nobody heard about the pangolins. The pangolins were common Southeast Asian mammals. Then their scales started to be used in the traditional medicine, and pangolins are now one of the most endangered mammals in Southeast Asia. Conservationists are now afraid that the Southeast Asian porcupines could be the pangolins of the next decade.
Much is still unknown about the Philippine porcupine, which seems to have no natural enemies. Biologists are not even sure about the basic details, such as its height and typical length of life. It is also in this area where zoos come in handy. In fact, a lot of initial research on animal species can be done from research in this controlled environment, unlike in the wild, where creatures such as the Philippine porcupine can be elusive. Other species successfully bred include the Chacoan peccary, a South American pig believed to be extinct until it was surprisingly discovered in the wild during the 1970s, the tiny 40-gram Ganshorn's mouse lemur, native to eastern Madagascar, the rhinoceros hornbill, a Southeast Asian bird with a large arboreal hornbill that resembles an extra beak, and many more. These, along with the entire animal population of the Prague Zoo, will be able to munch on goodies provided by the zoo's Christmas donation program, where food donated by visitors is divided to the creatures based on their diet. It is not just Christmas presents they can look forward to, but new friends as well, it seems. Deputy Mayor Petr Hlubuček says that there are yet more long-term plans for further expansion.
We are certainly planning to build more pavilions, for example, one dedicated to the Arctic to house our polar bears.
He does add, however, that the exact date for the pavilion is not yet clear. There are many large-scale investment projects planned for Prague in the next decade, including a new metro line and a kindergarten building program. Those in charge of the Prague Zoo will certainly have to produce strong arguments when haggling for funds. But the work they have produced over the past years certainly seems to have given them a solid reputation to fall back on.
Awimawa, 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 awimawa.